All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for A Quiet Place. It's directed by John Krasinski, who is known for The Office. He was the actor in The Office. The writers are Brian Woods, Scott Beck, and John Krasinski. It is also starring John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, and Millicent Simmons. And the synopsis is, a family is forced to live in silence while hiding from creatures that hunt by sound. So that kind of reveals some of the stuff. But the way that the movie starts off, it's kind of post-apocalyptic. There's not a lot of characters in the movie in general. It follows a family of John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. They're all being quiet, either whispering. You don't know why. So that's pretty much the setup for the movie. James, what did you think of A Quiet Place?
I liked the movie. I know this movie was getting a lot of praise, and I saw the trailer and I was like, oh man, this looks interesting. Let me check it out. Because it's a horror movie or a suspense or whatever you want to call it, I always come in with some apprehension, especially with me being a horror fan. And when you deal with horror movies, there's a good chance that it may be some shit. But this movie has did exactly what I've always said a horror movie should do, and it set the tone. It set the tone from the very beginning.
Agreed.
And it kept that tone throughout the whole movie. It was so tight in that movie theater. Someone had their phone on, right? And someone called them and it rang. Everybody was like, man, shut the fuck up. It was just
yeah, for everyone else, like, the whole thing is that all of the main characters is either whispering and or sign language, and there's subtitles. So there's literally ambient sound for the movie, and that is it. But go ahead, James.
Because of that, the way it was done, it was very immersive, because you would watch the movie, you actually felt that you were in it because everything was so quiet. You were paying attention, trying to understand what was going on. So from the very beginning, I jumped, and I do not jump in horror movies, but I jumped because you just felt the urgency. You felt the tension. You felt it. They did a great job in this movie, way better than what I expected it to be. And it lived up, I'm not going to say the hype, but it lived up to the title, because you actually felt that you had to be quiet, even though you're not in the movie, but you were so involved. And it had good storytelling as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty decent storytelling. And
I have some issues with that, but I'll bring those up later.
Yeah, I have an issue with a certain part of it as well, but I'll talk about that later. This is his first movie that he directed, correct?
No, he's directed some other stuff. He directed a couple of episodes of The Office. He had directed some very independent comedies. But this is his first straight-up thriller science fiction movie like this.
I don't know what category this could be in.
I would say it's science fiction thriller.
I would say thriller suspense.
Yeah.
Because, like I
well,
said,
yeah, Tintin yeah.
was just pop, man. It was like, ooh. Ooh. It reminds me of another movie that I gave a high score to. I haven't given a score yet, but it reminds me of a movie that I gave a lot of praise to. Was Don't Breathe.
Yeah. I have another movie that I want to bring up in regards to this.
The only issue that I had with this movie, they couldn't figure out how to defeat these monsters. It took them like the very end to figure it out.
Well, I have an explanation for that. So let me jump in. So all right. I will say that I like this movie a lot. I did not know a lot about this movie other than it was getting some notoriety. I thought the cinematography and the setting was well done. Again, we were talking about John Krasinski. He's only directed a handful of stuff. Believe that he did a very good job in a genre where there's a lot of failures. There's a lot of movies like this that go straight to home video, straight to Netflix, that don't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I think this can only exist in the movie theater because it is something that should be experienced in the movie theater. So I appreciate his directing. I also appreciate the sound design and some of the aesthetic choices. The majority of everyone in the movie, either not talking, whispering.
Or signing.
Yeah, or sign language. So you were saying that it reminded you of Don't Breathe. It also reminded me of 28 Days Later.
Yes, because a sense of dread in the apocalyptic setting, yes.
Yeah, and every time you step out, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Getting into some of my negatives. So again, I like this movie a lot. It's going to get a positive score. There was character problems in this movie. In particular, one character, they did not deserve to live. Natural selection should have taken them out. They should have been eliminated in the movie earlier.
I think we're on the same page. Go ahead, Barry. Go ahead and say it.
The only purpose for them to survive that long is so that they have a redemption moment at the end of the movie. The lack of intelligence, that character's incompetence, does not redeem them.
Right.
And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And in order to redeem them, the movie takes a hit. The first two-thirds of this movie are very, very strong. The setting, the atmosphere, like you said, setting the tone. Well done. And then the last third of the movie is where it starts to fall because it tries to redeem that one character so much, it makes the ending weak. So you were talking about them defeating the monsters. That's the whole point, is just to give that one character that moment where it's like everything clicks, then the movie just starts to go downhill.
Agreed.
So,
go
ahead.
No, I mean, you're 100% correct because we're talking about the same character. Should have died a long time ago.
I mean, the body count for them is very high in this movie. All the problems that they cause.
Very high. And the thing is that irritated me with this character was that they were acting like a fucking asshole.
Yes.
At the wrong time.
Yes.
Come on now. We're in this situation here. You're going to act like this? All right. Come on. Seriously?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
I mean, I understand you're not as mature as everyone else, but I'm thinking in the situation right here that we're dealing with, maturation should have happened. You should have matured with this shit. You got to think outside of yourself. I understood why that character was acting like that, but then get over it.
Yeah, because the whole thing is that even after things started going downhill, the character still made poor choices. So there generally should have been some character growth in that first two-thirds of that character. And again, even in that later third of the movie, because they attempted to redeem that character in a very ham-fisted way, that movie takes a pretty bad hit in the later third of the movie.
Right, right. To piggyback on what you said is that this character was so stubborn. So stubborn.
Yes.
For what reason?
I was angry.
For what reason?
Gesturing to the screen. Why? Why are you doing this?
Exactly. You're so stubborn because of what? Because of what? For what reason? Like, what are you trying to prove here? And then they made a really, really big mistake because they felt a certain way about another character. That's what made it funny. The selfishness of this character is unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable. What are you doing? You're going to leave because you didn't get your way.
I was just sitting there just shaking. I know what you had to be doing in the movie theater. I know how you act, James. I know how you act.
I would actually kind of chill because I was just, the movie was so, like you said, the first two acts of the movie were good. The third act was okay. But that character just kind of blew the living shit out of me. Do better.
Yes. I think the writing in the last third of the movie tries to become maybe too much like Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that something needs to happen. They need to be able to move beyond this. But there's another character death that did not need to exist in that last third of the movie. Because I don't understand why, because there was other options.
Yes, but because of the subplot, a substory, that's the reason.
Yeah.
Now, there were other ways around that. And to me, I understood why it was done. I actually applaud the decision for the simple fact that, man, you have a family, you protect your family. But then if there are other options available, go with that.
Choose plan
you know,
B.
To me, that was just, there were other options. Like you said, there were other options. So, but
yeah, so that brings me to another problem that I have with the movie is just some of the logic. So the whole thing is that if you make a sound, something bad happens. So I wouldn't say it picked and choose. It tried to do the best that it could. There were other ways that that could have worked or other ways that it could have caused those problems without breaking the rules that it had already set. Do you have any other comments?
The medical miracle.
Definitely. Go ahead.
So there was a part in this movie that a baby was born. Baby being born is a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. My wife's a nurse. My wife's a nurse. It's something that happened so quickly and so miraculously in that situation. I don't see how it was possible. It was like she just
5 minutes
gave out a gut churning scream, and then baby born 2 minutes later.
We scene all cut. That, at least John Krasinski. Another scene, John Krasinski, hours. Baby.
Exactly. Hours. Minutes. Fucking sometimes days in labor for some people. and this was like 2 minutes, and that joint just popped out. The baby was clean as fuck. I was seeing the baby had some gook on it, you know, the umbilical cord or something. Like, where did all this shit, like, yes. Where did it go? It's just amazing. And I turned to my wife, I said, does this happen this quick? She just looked at me. She's like, yeah, you know damn well it didn't happen this quick. But anyway, you know, I let it slide because, like I said, I enjoyed the movie so much. They had its issues, but I believe that the positives outweigh the negatives in this.
Well, I will say the same thing. The movie still functions well as a suspense thriller. I did like the character design, the creature design. It looks generic, but it works.
It looks like the Lickers from Resident Evil.
And or Starship Troopers.
Yes.
All right, James. So what score would you give A Quiet Place?
I was debating this for a long time. Like, I saw the movie yesterday, and I kept going back and forth and still thinking about it today. I would give this movie an 8.5. And the reason why I give it an 8.5 is because they set the tone. And this is any of our podcasts. And when it comes to horror movies, that is the number one thing that I believe in to make a good
tone.
Horror movie.
You got to set the tone.
You got to set the tone from the beginning. You keep the tone going. If you set the tone, you have a good movie. And it got to be immersive. You got to feel that you're in the movie. You gotta feel the tension. You gotta feel the danger. And in this movie, I felt the danger. I felt the danger to the point that I was actually about to kirk out on someone for their phone going off. So, it did a good job on that. It have its negatives. If it wasn't for what we mentioned earlier, you know, with some of the characters, because the other characters were fine.
Yeah.
Other characters grew. One of the characters, they were frightened when it was time for them to actually act and do what needed to be done. They did it.
They learned a lesson from all the things that were explained to them earlier in the movie.
Right. They progressed. There was character progression with that character. There was character progression with John Krasinski's character. Character progression with Emily Blunt's character. One character, they regressed, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Did not make good decisions at all. And because of their poor decision making, put the other characters in danger. Because of their selfish nature, put the characters in danger. And because of just them just not thinking, putting the characters in danger. And because of them also, let's just say not thinking, but there was a part of the movie that irritated the shit out of me. So this character to me should have taken the biggest L ever. They should have died.
Darwin should have came down to swoop them up, taken them away.
They would have died. I wouldn't have been mad. I wouldn't have been mad at all. So I give this movie an 8.5. If it wasn't for that, it probably got a higher score because I believe I gave Don't Breathe around an 8.5 as well. And I believe they're on the same level. I give it an 8.5.
All right. I'm going to give this a 7.5. I understand your 8.5. I like this movie a lot. One thing I liked that I did not describe earlier is that the characters go through a journey. And when you think that the characters are safe, either something in the world goes wrong and or that one idiotic character. It just seems like the pace of the movie is they're okay. And then something bad happens. They get over that hurdle. Something bad happens. And it stays that pace throughout the whole movie. But it is the end of the movie where it ramps up to give the end of the movie. And that's where all the problems are for me. The solution to the problem, I understood it. But it could have been a lot different towards the end of the movie. So the audio engineer side of me will say, what you should have done is found a music studio. And you guys could just live in there because...
one big-ass soundproof booth.
Yep. You can go into a studio and not hear anybody. Not hear anything on the other side of the glass. Again, I like the fact that direction works, sound design works, type of movie that it's trying to do. Works, but it's just that one character makes the ending a little weak. Well, the movie goes from being a suspense thriller to kind of being an action movie. And that shift, just because it's trying to redeem that one character, doesn't work as well as it should. So again, I understand the 8.5.
Uh-huh.
On a certain level, I probably would have given that movie that, but that one character, I was just like, no!
That one character, I would have given this movie a 9. If it wasn't for that.
It's like, stop it!
Character just killed it for me.
Like, just stop it. They should be a little bit more perceptive of...
Exactly.
That one character just pissed me off, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.